A reading from the letter of James, chapter 1, verses 12 to 18. And this is what James says. Happy those who stand firm when trials come. They have proved themselves and will win the prize of life, the crown that God has promised to those who love him. Never, when you have been tempted, say, God sent the temptation. God cannot be tempted to do anything wrong and does not tempt anyone. Everyone who is tempted is attracted and seduced by their own wrong desires. Then the desire conceives and gives birth to sin. And when sin is fully grown, it too has a child. And that child is death. Make no mistake about this, my dear brothers and sisters. It is all that is good, everything that is perfect, which is given us from above. It comes down from the God of all light, and with God there is no such thing as alteration, no shadow of a change. By God's own choice, God made us his children by the message of the truth, so that we should be a sort of first fruits of all that God has created. The word of the Lord. You would think that when Pope Francis makes a recommendation, the church would jump to put it into place, especially when his ideas make such profound sense. Pope Francis made two recommendations recently that made great sense to me. One idea was to allow local churches to translate the mass prayers. As you know, our prayers have caused a lot of trouble because they're so artificial. But apparently our local churches don't agree. So that has been put into the two-hour basket. Then Pope Francis said something else we all know. The translation of the Lord's Prayer is just plain wrong. Lead us not into temptation. That doesn't make sense to the average person. Is that what God does? No wonder we think God cruel. As though God puts blocks in our path to make us stumble. As if life wasn't tough enough. A better translation would be, do not let us be put to the test. We know the Holy Spirit guides us, even prevents us from making a mess of things. That is the role of God, the role of Jesus. And that is one of several great teachings James gives us today. He says very plainly and strongly, God does not tempt anyone. Most of us are tempted by our own selfishness. And we need God's Holy Spirit to keep us on the right path, on the right track. God puts words into our mouths when we are tempted to get angry or to be uncharitable. And so James tells us the beauty of God's love for us is that God has made us God's children. We are the first fruits of creation. Psalm 8 says in the same way, "You have made us little less than God." Most of us face a horrible temptation to put ourselves down, to consider ourselves worthless. I think my most important role as a priest, as a preacher of the good news, is to praise and lift people up. If we want people to come back to our church, they have to know the basic truth. God loves me. God doesn't tempt anyone. God only loves. And thank you for listening.